Turn with me, if you would, to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14, verse 19. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe, about 40 miles. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra, and to Iconium, and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. You know, this thing of suffering, there are many reasons for suffering. Suffering the results of our sin, suffering the results of poor choices, suffering the results of others' poor choices or others' sins. We live in a world where there's a lot of sinners, and they might do things that damage us, and we will suffer because of it, though maybe there was no fault of our own, except that we were part of a race that rebelled against God, and as a race, we reap the consequences of that rebellion. Or there's suffering for righteousness' sake. What are your expectations when you're living for God? You set out to live for God. You repent of your sin. You know you're going to reap some because of that sin. You know you've got some repercussions coming. But you're going to set out and live for God now.